You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN Energy's daily blog, the oil and gas industry's go-to source for insight. Every day, we cover commodity fundamentals, industry changes, and developing trends across energy markets. And now, we're making it easier than ever to enjoy our blogs. Whether it's on your drive into work, while you're at the office, or at home walking the dog, settle in, turn the volume up, and enjoy.
Monday, June 21, 2021. Big Gun, Part 3. Alberta's Side of the Montney Natural Gas Play. Published by Martin King. The immense Montney formation in Western Canada is almost equally divided between the two provinces of Alberta and British Columbia. However, on either side of the provincial border there are stark differences in the number of wells drilled, well length, well productivity, and natural gas production. All these differences have resulted in Alberta being the much smaller player in the Montney gas story, with production from its side of the formation only helping to hold the line on Alberta's total gas output in the past few years. Today, we continue our Montney analysis by looking at gas well trends on the Alberta side of this prolific formation. For nearly 100 years, Alberta has been the leading source of Western Canada's natural gas supplies, previously supported for many decades by production from conventional shallow gas wells. The province's gas output has been steadily pivoting away from the shallow wells since the early 2000s and toward wells that tap unconventional, gas-rich formations such as the Montney. These wells, which employ horizontal drilling and multi-stage completions to unlock their immense productivity and reserves, have come to play a growing role in Alberta's natural gas supply picture, and for Western Canada's gas supplies in general. In Part 1, we provided a brief primer on the Montney, a massive formation spanning parts of Alberta and British Columbia, or BC, and which covers about 50,000 square miles, or roughly about two-thirds the size of the Permian Basin in Texas and New Mexico. The Montney's reserves as of 2019 were pegged at 576 TCF, roughly split as 342 TCF in BC and 224 TCF in Alberta. The Montney's gas production trend has seen its output rise from zero in 2005 to more than 7 BCF per day as of February 2021, or just over 45% of total gas production in Western Canada in that month. We also noted that the Montney has been the sole source of the increases in Western Canadian gas supply since 2014. In Part 2, we turned our attention to the BC side of the Montney. The formation's output of natural gas has come to dominate BC's gas production, rising from zero in 2005 to 5.0 BCF per day as of February 2021, a 90% share of all gas produced in the province. This incredible increase has been driven by a more than fourfold rise in the average peak productivity of BC's Montney gas wells, from less than 1 million cubic feet per day for wells drilled in 2005 to more than 4 million cubic feet per day for wells drilled in 2020. Similarly, significant improvements have also been seen in long-term production from these wells, with average rates for wells still producing after 5 years rising to 1 million cubic feet per day from less than 0.3 million cubic feet per day. These production and productivity gains have been enabled by longer well bores and more fracs per well, a trend that appears to be continuing in 2021. In today's blog, we continue our Montney analysis by jumping over the provincial boundary to the Alberta side of the formation and consider similar wellhead metrics as those we discussed for BC's wells and compare the results. We also mentioned in Part 1 that while the Montney is gas-rich throughout its sprawling area, the nature of the geology on the Alberta side of the boundary leans toward liquids-rich gas, while dry gas wells dominate on the BC side of the formation. Neither side is necessarily better than the other, it's just that the geology, the happenstance of the provincial boundary, as well as pipeline access, more about this in Part 4, have contributed to the apparent differences. According to data from the Alberta Energy Regulator, or AEER, Alberta's gas production from the Montney has been much smaller in scale and growth trajectory than that seen in BC. It also took a few more years for Alberta's part of the Montney to make significant contributions to the province's overall gas production profile. Rising from an average of 0.11 BCF per day in 2009, Alberta Montney production averaged 2.03 BCF per day in 2020, and through the first couple months of 2021, production has averaged 2.14 BCF per day. Over this same 12 years plus time span, the share of Montney gas in Alberta's total gas supply has risen from 2% to 21%, while its share in total Western Canadian Sedimental Basin, or WCSB, gas production has increased from a fractional 0.1% to just over 13%. What is noteworthy is that Montney gas supply growth has been instrumental in holding overall Alberta gas production relatively stable around 10 BCF per day since 2015. Non-Montney gas supplies have been declining modestly since 2015, but still provide a large majority of Alberta's overall gas supply profile. This is simply related to the fact that Alberta has more formations, for example, Deep Basin and Duvernay, older conventional and associated gas supplies on which it can rely than is the case in BC, where the Montney has effectively become the only game in town. As for the average productivity of Alberta's Montney gas wells, there has been a general rising trend since 2005. As we did for BC wells in Part 2, we have sorted Alberta's gas wells by the month and year in which they entered production, and averaged across all those wells for the first month for production, followed by the second month, etc. However, unlike in BC, the upward trend for Alberta Montney wells is not as consistent, with more recent wells appearing to peak at lower rates than in earlier years. Given the five-year increments we have chosen to focus on here, wells in 2015 and 2020 were about twice as productive, at 2 million cubic feet per day, as those that were producing in 2005 and 2010, at around 1 million cubic feet per day. This is much less than BC wells, where productivity has been steadily rising to 2020, more than 4 million cubic feet per day, on average, and more than four times as productive as wells drilled in 2005, just under 1 million cubic feet per day. In fact, the average first-year peak production rate for Alberta's Montney gas wells has actually been on a downtrend since 2016. After steadily rising from 2008 to 2016, with a more than fourfold productivity increase in that period, peak rates have declined from 2.7 million cubic feet per day in 2016 to 2 million cubic feet per day for wells drilled in 2020. This may reflect the different geology of the Montney on the Alberta side of the formation, as we mentioned earlier. With the more oily and NGL-saturated nature of Montney wells in Alberta, the focus of producers there since 2016 had shifting more to liquids-rich wells that are producing natural gas as more of a byproduct than drilling more gas-rich wells where the liquids are the byproduct. If we look at the production rate from wells still producing after 60 months, some productivity gains have been occurring. After remaining roughly stable between 0.1 million cubic feet per day and 0.2 million cubic feet per day from 2005 to 2011, longer-dated well productivity has increased to more than 0.5 million cubic feet per day for wells that were brought into production in 2016, the last year for which we had a full 60 months of production history. In contrast, 60th-month productivity from BC Montney wells has been steadily increasing since 2005 and was twice as much in 2016, at 1 million cubic feet per day, than those in Alberta. When we took a quick look at Alberta's well productivity for more recent years and for shorter time spans, there does not seem to have been any noticeable further increase in productivity that we can detect. The reasons for the lower longer-term productivity and what may be a lack of further gains post-2016 may again be tied to the more liquids-focused nature of producers that are drilling the Alberta side of the Montney. Just as we did for BC wells in Part 2, we have also looked at what has been happening to the average length of Alberta's Montney gas wells, defined as vertical depth plus horizontal length of the well bore. As you might expect, total well length has been increasing over time, and wells so far drilled in 2021 are twice as long as those drilled in 2005, and average almost 3.5 miles. Also noteworthy is that since 2013, the average length of Alberta Montney wells has been greater than those in the BC Montney, and they now average about 3,000 feet longer than their BC counterparts. Keep in mind that the productivity of these Alberta wells, as we just discussed, is roughly half of those in BC. As such, it may be a simple fact that to reach economic return thresholds, producers in Alberta are drilling longer wells simply because the wells are not as productive on a per-foot basis as those on the BC side of the formation. Moreover, if the Alberta wells are typically more liquids-rich, then additional economic return is being gained from the sale of the liquids, which may also be incentivizing the longer well bores. Anecdotally, investor reports for producers that are more focused on the Alberta side of the Montney do routinely mention increasing well length and more frack stages per unit length of well bore, just as in the case for producers drilling the BC Montney. Unfortunately, our AIR dataset does not have enough specific information to draw hard conclusions on this. One final piece of data concerns the number of Montney wells in Alberta versus in BC. Over time, the number of new wells in BC has greatly exceeded those in Alberta by a wide margin, with the 16-year total, 2005 through 2020, for BC wells being 4,795 versus Alberta's 2,088. Put simply, Alberta produces much less Montney-sourced gas than BC because it has less productive wells and fewer of them. What general conclusions can we take away from our Alberta Montney analysis? Clearly, these wells are not as productive as those in the BC Montney, there are fewer of them. And we have provided some potential reasons as to why this may be the case. It also appears that although Montney-sourced DAS production in Alberta has been growing slowly over the past few years, it has been growing at a rate that is just enough to mostly offset declines in formations in other parts of the province, explaining its nearly stable total gas production profile since 2015. As such, the Montney growth story and overall Western Canada gas growth story seems to be one with a definite BC bias. This slant toward BC Montney production does present challenges for getting all of this gas to market via pipeline. We will investigate that angle in the next and final part of this blog series. Big Gun was written by Malcolm Young, Angus Young, and Brian Johnson. Performed by AC/DC, it appears as the first track on The Last Action Hero. Music from the original motion picture soundtrack album, released in June 1993. Big Gun was the first single from the LP, released in May 1993 to coincide with the movie's release. The film starred Arnold Schwarzenegger, who was also in the video for the song, which features AC/DC performing the tune at a mock concert setting. Interestingly, the band has never performed the song live in a concert setting since. The Rick Rubin-produced single went to number 1 on the Billboard Mainstream Rock chart and number 65 on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles chart. Personnel on the record were Brian Johnson, on lead vocals Angus Young, on lead guitar Malcolm Young, on rhythm guitar and backing vocals Cliff Williams, on bass and backing vocals, and Chris Slade, on drums. Big Gun would later appear in the AC/DC box set, Backtracks. AC/DC is an Australian rock and roll band formed in Sydney in 1973 by brothers Angus and Malcolm Young. The band has released 17 studio albums, 3 live albums, 2 soundtrack albums, 1 EP, and 47 singles. They have sold over 200 million records worldwide and have won 1 Grammy Award. 21 members have passed through the ranks of AC/DC since its formation. Bon Scott died in 1980 and Malcolm Young in 2017. The band continues to record and tour. In a side note, Chris Slade, whose last duties with AC/DC as a drummer was the Big Gun single and video, is now back in the drummer throne after longtime drummer Phil Rudd has decided not to tour with the band.
This has been the RBN Energy Blogcast. Thanks for listening.